producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. This is the show that asks you what's on your mind, and what's on my mind this morning is the beautiful, beautiful weather here in sunny Southside Fargo. It is 68 degrees in the middle of August. You can't get any better than that. That's what I'm talking about right there. Grand Forks is 59 degrees. That's a little chilly, but, you know, it is the great frozen north up here. So there you go. Lisbon, 62. Minot, 64. Williston, 69. Crosby, 69. Watford City, it's 64 degrees. Over there in Minnesota, in Fergus Falls, it's 63 degrees. Fossaton, 61, Bemidji, 60, and Breckenridge, 59 degrees. What's on my mind this morning? There is a ton that's on my mind. I am your host for this first hour, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. To set up the show a little bit today, Scott's going to be live from the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Forum. So, make sure you stay tuned and check that out. We have at 8:20 the Golden Girls. Hopefully we're going to have Ellen Ratner on. We always have Blanquita Cullum on with the news of the day from the left and the right. And we have tons of things to talk about. We have open phones in the 8:30 segment. At 9, we have the weekly talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and he's going to be taking your calls on any subject. So tune in for that. Get your calls in early, and make sure if you have a question for the congressman, you get those submitted, or you call in and leave. You can call in right now, hit option 1, and leave a comment for the congressman in case you don't have time to do it when he's on air. At 10 o'clock, we have Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber, on their policy summit today and issues that they're going to be speaking on. And then at 10:30, Larry Scogan, chancellor of the North Dakota Board of Higher Ed, and Kirsten Dietrich, president of the Board of North Dakota Higher Ed, on the consultant report and ballot measure which wants them eliminated. So, now, a couple of things that are on my mind this morning. I don't know, for some reason when I sat behind this mic, I just wanted to give a good morning, like, you know, Robin Williams did in that movie, you know, Good Morning Vietnam. Is come on air and belt out one of those. I practiced it in the car. Didn't feel I was up to the task, but there you go. Just wanted to, again, recognize the man and the talent, the legend that is Robin Williams. Politics aside, awesome guy. Made me laugh, made my family laugh many, many times. The world is a bit of a sadder place without Robin Williams. And I do have a problem, though, and we're going to talk about this later on, maybe even on my show, 2 to 5, Common Sense Club. I do have a problem, though, with the way we cover things like this. I don't believe that we should be so graphic in our details to the media. I just don't think it's needed. I don't think it's necessary. And I know that there's a freedom of speech argument there, but, you know, I'm listening to the press conference yesterday. I didn't need to know all that. It's fine with me knowing that he was unhappy. He was suffering from depression. And he took his own life, sadly, very, very sadly. But I don't need to know the gory details. I guess that may be just a sign of the society that we lived in. It's, you know, the more guts and gore, the more mileage you can get out of a story, that type of thing. I think it's sad. I really do. Something else that's on my mind, and I'm going to talk to Blanquita and Ellen about this, and I definitely want your feedback on this. Okay, many of you know, many of the folks out there know that I was married down there in Kansas City, Missouri. I've traveled all over Missouri. I have family down there, that whole thing. So there's a connection there with me. And I'm looking at, and I spoke about this yesterday on my show, about what happened down there with Brown, the kid that was shot, and he was unarmed. I mean, there's no question about that. It is not in dispute at all. The kid was unarmed. And the response. Now, I'm going to tell you, the looting and the rioting, I don't agree with. But the anger, this is different, much, much different than like the Trayvon Martin situation. This is much different than many other situations that we've seen. I think, though, we have to have a serious, serious conversation about the powers that we give to our police department, our police officers. And their use of force continuum, the way they escalate matters from, you know, a very low threshold almost to the highest end with the deadly force utilized. I think that there needs to be a very, very real, very serious, not any of this placating and pandering to the masses, a little PR campaign. I think there needs to be a very real, very serious conversation about the things that we allow our police department to get away with. So on my show yesterday, I stated some stats about all of the folks that have been killed just this year, and you can get the stats, you know, year to year to year, just this year and just this month by police officers. Why don't we see more of those stories? Why don't they get a lot more airplay on TV? Why aren't we having this conversation? In my mind, that is, it's hard. I mean, you turn your TV on, especially yesterday, all you could see was the rioting. You had people breaking in the stores and things like that. That's all you saw yesterday. Who's talking about the fact that this was a kid, despite what you think about him, despite, you know, the style of his clothes, the color of his skin, the neighborhood he grew up in, despite all of that, this was a kid who had graduated and was going to college, Vaterot College. And from what we know, he was not only unarmed, he had his hands up in the air, and he was surrendering when this police officer shot him not just once, but multiple times, and then stood over him and shot him again. Why aren't we talking about that? There's something very wrong there. Yeah. And when you think about it, some of the things that we know, he was 18 years old, Brown was, graduated from Normandy High School in St. Louis in the spring of 2014, the spring of this year, scheduled to start classes at Vaterot in Missouri on Monday, August 11th. On the day that he died, Brown was visiting his grandma, who lived in Ferguson, and that's a working-class suburb in St. Louis. Something else we know is Brown was shot multiple times by a Ferguson police officer right outside in an apartment complex. Brown was unarmed. There is no question about that. All the casings found at the scene were from the police officer's gun. He was at least one shot was fired from the police car. Killed while he was standing about 35 feet away from the car. They're not releasing the name of the police officer. That's something else that's, well, I guess I can understand that, especially with all this angst. Yeah, I can understand that, protecting the police officer. He needs to be brought to justice, but it doesn't need to be mob justice. By all accounts, by multiple eyewitness accounts, This kid was killed while attempting to surrender. Now, Brown and his friend, they were walking down the middle of the street. Police car approaches. Officer told them to get on the sidewalk. Johnson and Brown and the officer got into a verbal confrontation. The officer attempted to put Brown in the police car, and the kid, he ran. He turned around. He started to run. And then with his hands in the air, the officer told him to get his hands in the air. The officer got out of the car and started shooting at Brown. There are pictures of this. And when the officer was in the car, actually, is when he fired the first shot. We're going to have this conversation. I'm going to ask Blanquita and Ellen about this incident, how they feel about it. And I want your feedback. 855-200-1776, extension 2, right when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We are back. We are back. This is What's on Your Mind. That's the question that I am searching for this morning. And to help me discuss what's on our collective minds is Blanquita Cullum. Ellen is still in Kenya. She's going to...
Exactly.
Go right ahead.
I heard from her this morning, and she was in Kenya just about ready to board a flight, to South Sudan. And, of course, you know, my son works as a photojournalist for Ellen and covers a Congress for her. And I got him on a plane going to Juba, which is pretty dangerous right now. So, of course, you know, I'm a mom who's a little nervous. But they're headed off, and they'll be looking at slave liberations and teaching and taking medicine, and it's going to be quite a trip.
Yeah, is she concerned about, you know, Ebola going over there?
Not so much on their side. They don't have to worry about it, thank God. It's not, yeah. They're not in Sierra Leone, and it's in a different area. But, of course, you know, they get nervous about it, and they have a couple of doctors traveling with them. They'll be staying in the home of a doctor. So, you know, of course, you know, I get my fingers crossed and, you know, my prayers. And I know that they are people who, including my son, who are very humanitarian oriented. And it's a tough time, no matter where you go in this world.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. A couple of things that I wanted to discuss with you, the first one is the Pope blesses Iraq bombing strikes. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, what? But there is, I think that especially with the Christians that are being slaughtered, yeah. And I think it's an appropriate response. Now, he's coming under fire, you know, now by a ton of folks that are saying, you know, how can you know, the Vatican, you know, bless an airstrike and that sort of thing. What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm a Catholic. And you got to say, look, people dying for their faith is hard to believe in this day and age, but it's more now prevalent probably than it has been for many, many centuries. And the visuals of the people up there starving and dying and children, you know, absolutely brutally hungry and in horrible conditions. You know, we get concerned about the young children on the border that come across that are coming in from places like Honduras. You don't think we should be realizing the horror that's going up there, the true horror. So, yeah, I support the Pope on that. You know, I think that we've come from an environment that we don't think it's okay to go out there and try to fight evil. You got to fight evil, yeah. And you got to fight hard, and you got to fight to win.
And that's the way I see it. You can't fight evil with white gloves on. The gloves got to come off. You got to get out there. You're going to have to get dirty. But in the end, the good guy has to prevail, or, you know, society, ordered society just falls completely apart.
You're completely right.
Oh, thanks. I never get tired of hearing that. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, we sit there and we think we're going to be friends with the ISIS and these terrorists, that we're going to sit down and be able to have a kumbaya moment.
These it's not going
to
happen.
People don't play by their rules, and they're brutal killers. And I think they're evil, and we have to be able to realize that they are truly evil.
Right, right. And we have to confront it head on, not this mamby-pamby approach that we've been taking because of the PC police. We got to take it head on. They have to know in no uncertain terms that if you're over there and you're killing folks and you're doing the wrong thing, the long arm of justice will find you and put you in your place. And that's where that's one of the things I loved about George W. Bush. A lot of folks said that it was a bad thing, his cowboy attitude and that sort of thing. I loved it. I think that if we had more cowboys running our country than elitist eggheads, I think we'd be a much more hospitable country with a lot better gun laws and self-protection laws, and the world would have a proper and healthy fear of doing something untowards like a genocide or what's going on over there with ISIS and that sort of thing, because they would know we would lasso them in and make them face justice. So anyway,
I'm putting my prediction out there that I think that Senator Cruz from Texas is going to be the nominee for president.
Oh, do you?
I do. I've been saying it for a real long time. Ellen thinks I'm nuts. I said, listen, you know, people are getting tired of, you know, who's making the announcements about more troops going into Iraq. That's president, you know, it's coming from the Department of, you know, the Defense. You know, he hasn't been stepping up to the plate. And whether or not you agree with everything that Senator Cruz says, at least you know where he's coming from. Right. And you know he's not going to back down. So I think there's going to be a lot of people, in fact, I've heard even some Democrats who have told me, really crazy Democrats, that have said they would vote for him more than they would anyone else because they know where he stands.
Absolutely. Another topic, and this one is kind of near and dear to my heart. Talked about it yesterday. It's all over the media. Did you hear about this this kid in Missouri? He 18-year-old kid. From all accounts, the kid was surrendering, shot multiple right. times with his hands in the air. I think that we don't ask the right questions. I don't believe that we've had an open, honest conversation about the police officers' use of force continuum or the way they escalate them. At what point is deadly force justified, in my opinion? And I don't think we're having a conversation about that. I think the conversation, and I said this yesterday on Rush's show, maybe I missed it, but the tenor of the conversation was much more geared toward the rioting than the actual fact that a police officer killed an unarmed kid. Yeah. And I wanted to know, get your point of view on that.
Well, I think you're right. And the interesting thing is, in my career, I've done a lot of crazy stuff. I've worked with the police department. And I started Crime Stoppers in San Antonio, and I would go on community watches and worked with the police. Not every cop is a good cop. Most of the guys that are in the police force, they're putting themselves in the line of fire for us, you know, people they don't even know. But not everyone is a good cop. And I think that it helps for people in their community. You know, I tell you, you can't be passive. You got to be aggressive. You got to get to, do you know who your chief of police is? Have you ever been to the police department? Have you ever, you know, gone with them in community policing? And was the community actively engaged in and helping the police department understand they have a standard that they have to operate by? And also, you know, letting them know that the community is kind of watching and also appreciating what they're doing, I think it makes a difference.
Yep. It absolutely does, and especially when you have active community involvement and that there is a rapport there between the police officers and the community, I think that helps everybody. It helps the cops, it helps the citizens, and you have a much more a neighborly environment. Thank you, Blanquita, for giving us your point of view. Some of us, what's on your mind. We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are back. I am your host for this first hour of What's On Your Mind, and that's the question that I want to know from you. What's on your mind this morning? There are a couple of things that are weighing heavily on my mind. One of the things that are first and foremost is this teen shooting out there in Missouri. Now, in the first segment, I was going through the facts as we know that are known. And a couple of those are, this was a kid, he wasn't unarmed, he was walking down the middle of the street when this police officer asked him to, he and his friend, to move to the sidewalk. Apparently there was a verbal confrontation. The police officer attempted to put the kid into his police car, the kid resisted, and he started to run. The police officer fired a shot from the police car at a fleeing kid. Kid puts his hands up after the first shot and turns around and is surrendering, and the police officer shoots him multiple times as he's standing away from the car with his hands up. Now, there is some speculation that there was a violent altercation between this police officer and this kid. From everything that I've seen, the kid resisted arrest. Wasn't very violent. He did resist and he did run, but in my opinion, that is absolutely no reason to shoot someone. I don't care if you have a criminal in possession. There's no reason to shoot him unless it's a violent criminal that you just apprehended who has done some violence, or, you know, there is suspicion that he will commit some act of violence if you allow him to escape. And even then, you don't have to go for a kill shot. We are a nation of laws. You know, there are ways, you know, to apprehend folks without killing them. And I think that in this country, especially today, and we have become so desensitized, so conditioned to believe that if a police officer does something, then it's automatically correct. We look at the guy up there in New Jersey, sitting on his stoop. They accuse him of selling cigarettes, single cigarettes, and at the end of that altercation, he was dead, crushed larynx, I mean trachea. He was dead, and this is by police officers. I think we need to have a conversation in this country. Because we can't run all over the world demonizing other countries about the way their police forces are and talking about police states and the subversion of civil liberties and civil rights when it happens right here in the United States of America. We just tend to sweep it under the rug. We're going to talk about this on my show, the Common Sense Club, 2 to 5 this evening. And I think that there's also a problem when I hear certain talk radio show hosts, and even on TV, when they tend to minimize the officer's actions and maximize the rioting. And then the conversation turns away from the action and turns towards the, I mean, yesterday I heard everything from Katrina rioting to a sports team that wins and these people riot and that sort of thing. And I'm like, how is that even a part of this conversation? Those guys need to be arrested and some measure of justice should be meted out to them. They should go to jail for whatever crime they committed. But still, let's get away from that. Let the police officers handle that. And let's have this conversation of why folks are dying while in the custody of or in the vicinity of police officers ostensibly carrying out their duties as peace officers. That's the question. That's the conversation we need to have. And I don't think we're having it. And the conversation that we have are having is nowhere near honest. And I think we need that. I think we need it if we're ever going to move past this, especially with minorities. There is a history, well-documented history of police's abuse of power, especially when it comes to minorities. And it is not just contained to minorities. There are poor or impoverished white. And, I mean, it's a conversation that is long overdue. We need to have it. And I'm going to digress from that point. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and tell me what's on your mind. How do you feel about this? This whole conversation, how do you feel about this topic? 855-200-1776. Extension 2. And I guess some listeners disagree with me, and I respectfully ask you to call in, and don't call in, you know, when I'm not on the radio and put out little talking points and sound bites. Call in, have the conversation on air. So, you know, we suss this thing out. One thing that I can't stand is Facebook warriors who are really, really gung-ho on Facebook and social media, but they don't call in. They don't want to have the conversation. They want it to be a one-sided effort there. I think something is wrong in this country when we have so many – and look up the stats. We have so many officer, in my opinion, murder. Now, all of them aren't murder. Some of them are absolutely justified. Some of them, you know, your hat has to go off to the police officers, especially when they're in those rough neighborhoods and you don't know if a guy's got a gun and you come in and, you know, you've been shot at and that sort of thing. This is an entirely different scenario here. I think Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, my personal opinion is one of the things that's so sadly happened is we're trying this stuff on the streets, we're trying it on the radio. The first thing that should happen is there should be a thing said by or done by any news media until the police people reissue their report. And if they come out and they exonerate this man and with wrongfully, or if they exonerate rightfully, then they should comment. But I mean, they're not supposed to be tried on the public airs, and that's the problem. And I disagree vehemently with it that the police are held in such high regard. There wouldn't be enough money in the world to pay me to be a cop in those big cities.
And you're right about that.
It's just pathetic.
I said that yesterday. I said there are the men and women that put on that uniform, and especially in some of these cities, that put on that uniform and go out there and try to protect and serve. They are much better men and women than I am because I could not do it. And I make no bones about that. I don't have the temperament. I don't have the patience. I absolutely could not do that job. So my hat goes off to them. But when we have officers, these bad actors, they need to be held accountable. And I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you on one point. I think that when you have a dead kid, the benefit of the doubt kind of goes out the window, especially when you have eyewitnesses that say he was unarmed, he had his hands up in the air. And I would submit to you this, and a lot of folks, myself included, abhor the Black Panthers, especially the new Black Panthers. Those guys are bigots. They're racist, they're idiots in my opinion, and they are felons, as a matter of fact, for the stunt they pulled in the elections, and they should be in jail. But when they were conceived, the reason why we have a Black Panther for self-defense is because of police brutality. Communities that were totally under the police's thumb. And they were brutalized, and their rights were taken away from them. And the Black Panthers came in and taught the folks, you know, what their rights were. You can open carry as long as you don't point the gun at anybody and make any threats, and it's not you don't have a shell in the chamber. You can absolutely protect yourself. This was because police officers had shot folks with their hands in the air, in the back, as a matter of fact, execution style. So we can't say, you know, we got to give the police officers the benefit of the doubt when you got a kid dead. You can't do that. And if you're asking them to police themselves, that's not going to end up well. The only silver lining in this thing is this is public now. A lot of folks know about it, so they're going to have to be honest about it. They're not going to be able to dink around with the evidence and that sort of thing because there's eyewitnesses, there are pictures, there are tons of folks that see this, and the world is now watching them. So I think it's a good
I agree that everything has to be investigated. But, you know, eyewitness accounts can't be swayed because, I mean, right. Who are the eyewitnesses? Are they people that were with this kid? You know, are they 100% honest? I'm not standing. I know there's bad cops and good cops. I understand that vehemently. But there's to me, we are just absolutely crucifying somebody before. And if he did something,
well,
stupid,
not,
he has to pay for it. No question about it. No question.
They're not releasing his name, and I think that's a great thing.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, they'd burn his house down. His family be in peril, and you know, and that's the nature of what's happened to our nation. I mean, we just don't there is no patience. There's no nothing for justice.
Right.
And, I'm not any one shape or form condoning a killing in any shape or form.
Yeah.
But I do think that there should be an investigation, and it isn't just the police investigating. You know, we got the number one Black Panther there, Eric Holder, investigating that. It will get there.
Absolutely. Right. I like that, Jim. Thanks for the conversation, man. And this is the conversation that we need to have right now.
I agree with you.
And I feel pretty strongly, and again, I support men and women in uniform, law enforcement. I understand that they have a very tough job. I mean, and as I said, I am not man enough to take on that responsibility. I am glad that there are folks out there that are, but when things like this happen, they need to be held accountable. And from what I can see,
absolutely,
especially through history, it has. They don't have a good track record of policing their own selves unless it is very public, very open, and an outside investigation is going on. And that's all that I'm saying here today. Jim,
that
music means we're right up against the break. Hang on, and we'll get the rest of your comment on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are back. And we're going to continue that conversation on the 2 to 5 show, Common Sense Club, this evening. Right now, and thank you, Jim, for calling in and at least, you know, bringing, you know, engaging in the conversation, you know, from the back and forth, because that's what's needed. I believe, we can't just have one side of the story, but anyway, now. A couple of things. Yesterday, you had the primaries over there in Minnesota. So Mike McFadden, wins the Republican U.S. Senate nod over there in Minnesota. I think he I've had him on several times. I think he's been on What's on Your Mind a couple of times. So I'm happy. I'm happy with that. Jeff Johnson took the nod, the GOP nod for governor over there. He got 30% of the vote. You had Kurt Zellers who got 24% of the vote. Marty Seifert, 20% of the vote. Scott Honor, 22% of the vote. I was pulling for Scott Honor, and he made a really strong showing, made a really good showing. I think that's pretty, you know, it's a good thing. But the winner of that primary was Jeff Johnson with 30% of the vote. Stephen Cahill received 40% of the vote in the Clay County judge primary. Cheryl received 22% of the vote. Terry Graff received 13. Kenneth Kohler received 25% of the vote. A couple of things I want to keep my eye on today is, and yesterday I spoke briefly about this, the that toll bridge dispute. Now, yesterday we know that they were in court, and that's the folks from Moorhead who are suing Fargo and a bridge company here in Fargo that operates that toll booth. So, that toll bridge, anyway. I think it's been in operation since 1988 or something like that. But anyway, there's a dispute. The folks that built that bridge and operate that bridge, the bridge company, they've stuck like well over $2 million into this. So, you know, it's wow. It to me, and to hear the Minnesota attorney saying things like, you know, this is a cash cow for these guys and going on and on, like somehow they're evil capitalists for, you know, daring to turn a profit. And they only just now started being profitable. To hear that, I just automatically, that argument is automatically lost on me. And I don't know, you know, the entire details of the deal and all, but just hearing that from him just kind of gives me, makes me give a nod to Fargo and the bridge company over there. Think about that. You know, these guys sunk some their own hard-earned money into that, over two million bucks. Not to mention the flooding issues and the maintenance and upkeep and all of that. And now there's this big dispute. And what the attorney from Minnesota said is, you know, this is a cash cow for these people. I don't know. How do you feel about that? 855-200-1776, extension 2. To join to get in on that conversation. Something else that I saw that I thought was a good story and an interesting story, as a matter of fact, was Snowden. That picture of him wrapped in the American flag. Snowden, and I happen to believe that Snowden is as close to a patriot as you can come, you know, without doing something like this that he did. Now, under our laws, he did break the law. He absolutely did. But I believe that it is one of our duties as patriots of this great nation of ours that when you have unjust laws or you see, you know, government subverting the rights of the citizens, it is your job, it's your duty as a patriot to stand up and break that law. And that's just my humble opinion. You can disagree and you can call in and go, hey, you know, I totally disagree. But he's over there in Russia. Wired magazine, that's a magazine that I subscribe to, has a picture of Snowden on the front with the flag. And the reporter here, the guy that's interviewing Snowden, asked, he says, you know, he hoped that to see Snowden back in the U.S. of A. Someday. And Snowden goes, you probably won't. And I I agree with him. I don't think that this country would be hospitable to his return. Sorry for the caller that we're out of time for right now. Scott Hannon will be back right after these messages from over there in Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Forum.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.